Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an introduction and really an update here from Benchmark Metals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol BNCH and on the OTCQX under the symbol BNCHF. I'm chatting with the president and director, Jim Gregg. Now, Jim, it's a good time to have you on the show to outline Benchmark Metals here because the company just last week on May 14th released its initial resource at this Lawyers Gold and Silver project. The project is located in northern British Columbia in this area called the Golden Horseshoe. The initial resource came in at just under 3 million ounces, large portion of that in the indicated category, 2.1 million ounces. And the overall grade here, let's say 1.6 grams per ton gold. Jim, give us a little insight here on how this resource came together. What work your company has done to build this project up to this fundamental value right now with the resource?
Yeah, very good, Corey. Thanks for having us. Look, it's been a very quick 3 years for Benchmark Metals. We started with a formerly producing asset in a road-accessible area of north-central British Columbia. And with some exceedingly good geological work, we've turned this project from what appeared to be a high-grade underground miner to what it is now, which is three deposits that are open-pittable at surface with exceptionally good grade gold and silver. So we've gone from an explorer rapidly to a development company that is around the corner from showing a real mining endeavor in one of the best jurisdictions in the world.
So from my understanding, you guys are moving this project forward fairly quickly. You have a big drill program. We'll get into that soon. But now that this initial resource is out, you're also moving through a PEA. Give us a general time frame on this, please.
That's right. So we just released this large near to 3 million ounce gold and silver resource. And this is the backbone that goes towards our preliminary economic assessment. We anticipate the PEA to be completed in early August this year, so that's months away. But in addition to that, there's some other milestones that are fully funded for us. We're planning on a 100,000-meter drill program this year that will go towards more resource expansion and definition. Also, examining and drilling some new targets that could provide new ounces and new discoveries. And this will all feed into an updated resource in 2022, followed by a feasibility study, which then drills and defines more engineering and economics. So there's some major milestones right through 2021 to 2022. And this should all provide very good value for shareholders getting into this story.
Please just bring everybody up to speed on these three pits. So the open pit coming, or three open pits, what are their names or these general zones, and what are the expansion potentials at each one of these?
Sure. So our largest deposit area is called Cliff Creek, and this measures on strike or length, if you will, at 1.2 kilometers. We're now showing that mineralization actually extends beyond 550 meters vertical depth, but ultimately this will be the largest pit area. The pit shells will go down to approximately 400 meters depth. And from there, we're starting to show that there's high-grade material for underground mining in future years underneath Cliff Creek. The second most rewarding area is called the AGB zone. And this AGB deposit now measures across 640 meters down to a depth of near 300 meters. And I have to say, both the AGB zone and the largest Cliff Creek zone are showing significant anomalous features here for expansion. So we think both these zones can extend far to the south, but also at depth. So unlike many new resources, we're not bound. They are wide open, and we see potential to grow these with another 50,000 meters of drilling during 2021.
How about this Phoenix zone as well? You didn't mention that one, but I know that the company sees expansion potential here. What about Phoenix?
That's right. So Phoenix, the Dukes Ridge to Phoenix area is one of the smaller, more discreet zones. We had not drilled that entirely off. It has much more potential at strike and on depth, but it's one of the smaller zones. So we're getting our biggest reward at AGB and Cliffs, but there will be additional drilling at the Dukes area to expand resources there.
So when it comes to the 100,000-meter program that you guys have planned, how much is actually allocated to around these open pits for that near-term expansion?
Sure. So 50,000 meters will be allocated towards the three deposit areas. And within that 50,000 meters, there'll be several items happening. One of them is we'll be moving inferred ounces up to an indicated category, so that de-risks the project. We'll also be expanding, so doing step-out drilling to grow the tonnage on strike and at depth. And then thirdly, it's a matter of defining the deposits further. So we'll be looking to improve the tonnage and improve the grade and ultimately look to see how far we can extend the size of the deposits.
So is the focus then more so going to be on expanding the mineralization maybe closer to surface, or are you guys really going to be going after some of these deeper targets that you've outlined?
No, the biggest reward for shareholders will be defining and expanding resources at or near surface in the open pits. However, we'd like to do some additional drilling at depth just to show that in future years, there is a high-grade underground mine.
Okay, so 50,000 meters then, really focused on resource expansion, near-term resource expansion, and further definition or de-risking of the resource. What about the other 50,000 meters then, going for maybe some of the more regional targets?
That's right. So that's a second very exciting part of the Benchmark story is we have not exhausted the exploration potential on this large package. We've identified over 20 targets now that need to be drill tested, and we have a handful at the moment that will see a drill early this season, and one of them became a new discovery last year. And five drill holes were put into this marmot zone. All five drill holes hit mineralization, but one of them in particular had quite a long intersect of 102 meters grading 0.82 grams gold equivalent. And what we're seeing there is the footprint at this marmot zone and the others are showing the same mineralization style, but also a large surficial area. So we think there truly is potential to add new satellite deposits on this project. And that's going to be the reward with new discovery drilling.
Can you give us some more insights on this marmot zone? Because this is, I guess, the newest discovery on the property. Give our listeners a rundown of how you made this discovery to give us an idea of even what's possible here.
Sure. So, you know, part of these new discoveries we're seeing are all a result of the fact that Benchmark owns this large land package in its entirety. If we were to go back 30, 40, even 50 years ago, there were upwards of 20, 30, and some years more operators who owned little postage stamps across this land package. So they were never able to consolidate the entire district. Now that we've had a chance to do proper geology across the entire package, we're seeing targets that look very, very similar to our main zones. Explicitly, they look very similar to the Cliff Creek zone. So you're seeing large drill intervals upwards of 100 meters that are enveloping very good high-grade vein systems throughout that intercept. And in fact, there's not much, if any, difference in the style of mineralization between the center of the property and this marmot zone. You're seeing high-grade gold and silver at surface. You're seeing anomalous soil geochem that's been reported across large grids. And you're also seeing the geophysics that are very supportive of anomalous features. So there'll be more drilling on marmot. There'll be the first set of drill holes on Marmot East, and we plan to target two other areas, one called Gifford's Edge and the other is Lala. We think all of these four areas have potential to generate ounces very quickly, but more explicitly, it's the Marmot zone that's very exciting at this point because we did come out with a very good drill number last year.
Okay. Hey, that's encouraging too. You have that resource expansion and then also some of these new targets and even that Marmot discovery that you can build off of. What about First Nations agreements or your relation with First Nations? I feel like we always need to ask that, especially when you're dealing in Canada and some of the other countries. But in BC, being on top of First Nations relations is important. What updates can you give us here?
Yeah, that's right, Corey. We have signed two First Nations agreements with our partner nations in this area. One of the agreements combines three nations, Sekè Dene, Takla Nation, and Kwadacha. And it's often quite rare to have three nations working together. So collectively, it shows their support for the project. Our partners are looking indeed for a mine to be put into production and create generational type jobs. The second agreement we have is with Tahltan Nation. Both agreements are for employment, consulting opportunities, and to have their feedback on the engineering and development as we go forward, because we indeed do need social license and approval from our partners. And at this point, we're working very collaboratively together. And this is a good sign as we near the permitting process here over the next 1-2 years to have our mining license granted.
Now, just on that permitting, all permits are good to go for this 100,000 meters, I assume?
Absolutely. We have, last year we were granted a 5-year notice of work, and we're currently doing some updates to that notice of work, but we're ready to go. Benchmark is excited, and we have drills pending to turn as we speak.
All right, let's talk about some of the other company fundamentals here. Share structure, shares outstanding right around 157 million plus about 16 million of warrants. One thing to note is that there's almost $6.5 million worth of warrants in the money and $2.5 million worth of options in the money. What cash does the company have currently then, Jim?
Canadian cash, we're sitting at around $35 million, and that more than supports all of our work here in 2021 and into 2022. So there's no need for Benchmark to go back to capital markets and raise more immediate capital. We're in a strong position right now.
And in terms of shareholder base, about 50% of those shares outstanding are more the retail float. What does management and insiders hold, as well as any other large shareholders that you want to outline here, Jim?
Yeah, we inserted some very good institutional investors early into Benchmark last year. I would say on an approximate basis, institutions hold about 15% of the stock. Management holds another 15%. And then you see approximately 10% owned by the original vendors. The private group who we purchased this from. So it truly is insiders and institutional investors that hold 50% of the float, and the remaining is truly retail. And that goes to support why you see good liquidity in the stock. We trade in excess of 300,000 shares a day. So this is a stock that you can get in and get out as needed.
Liquidity is always important to see. Final comments then, just summarize the catalysts and near-term news flow events for investors to focus on now that this resource is out.
The two big near-term events are here is a 100,000 meter drill program commencing very soon. In addition to that, this summer we anticipate a good, robust preliminary economic assessment, and that will show strong economics and conventional engineering to put this project into a mining scenario.
All right, Jim, appreciate the update here. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Jim regarding benchmark metals, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will get those addressed for you, and we will follow up as more news hits the market, because sounds like it's going to be a busy year, if not multiple years, for this company continuing to advance this lawyer's project. Jim, I appreciate the update. Thank you for your time. I hope you have a great rest of your week.
A pleasure. Thank you, Corey.